Blog Talk Radio.
As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As always, we hope we bring you information that is not only useful, but information that you feel, is good for you to be able to share with others so that we can increase everybody's awareness, everybody's knowledge, and so that we can talk about some of the subjects that may be subjects that are on your mind, maybe not necessarily items that are near and dear to your heart, but things that actually come to mind that make you think of different things and things that also stimulate not only growth, but that awareness, that consciousness. Because, again, we've all got different things going on in our lives. We've all got different worries, different woes, different things that we need to take care of. However, most of us are not really taking care of those things. We're kind of whitewashing it. We're kind of putting things in front of it. We're kind of giving ourselves busy work. We're not taking care of the things that we truly need to take care of so that we can live the lives that we want to live. Today, what we're going to talk about is that nothing happens without action. You have to keep this in mind, that if you don't take the steps necessary to get you where you need to be, you're never going to get the results that you want. You're never going to, you know, reap the harvest in which you're looking to reap. You're never going to receive the things that you want to receive. So you have to keep an open mind with everything that goes on in your life and every experience that comes to you, and understand that from those experiences is our opportunity to grow, is our opportunity to develop, is our opportunity to become what we were meant to become, which is useful and productive human beings. However, again, unless you take action, that's never going to happen. You're never going to experience that experience. And the only person that can make it come to fruition is you. Most of us are trapped in what we call the rat race. We're so busy running around like chickens with our heads cut off that we're not getting anything done. We're not planning our work and working our plan, so to speak. We're not, you know, doing the things necessary to get us to the points that we want to get to. I don't know if any of you ever look at any of my my stuff on Facebook or any of the quotes and things like that that I post. But the reason that I post these things and the reason that I share this information with you is because these are great and famous thinkers, people that have gone through some of the trials and tribulations that most of us have gone through, that have suffered some of those slings and arrows. And by sharing their thoughts, I'm giving each person plus myself an opportunity to think outside the box, an opportunity to look at what's going on in their lives and then finding some common ground, finding someone else that has gone through or is going through some of the same or similar things and then taking that information and moving forward. But it all starts with an open mind. You know, there's a young man that I do business with, and his name is Bryant. And Bryant recently got me into something that is a very powerful thing, and it's a very positive thing. And in the times that I've talked with him, you know, we've talked about people not taking time to do the things that they know they need to do. We've talked about people not having their priorities in the right place. And like I said, we all go through different things and different stages in our lives. And none of us are perfect. We're all going through these trials and tribulations of life. Anyway, I'm very happy to say that Bryant is one of those people that's taking those steps forward. He's doing the things necessary, not only for himself, but for his family. So his why is big enough that he's taken a lot of the excuses. I'm not saying he doesn't have excuses, but he's taken a lot of the excuses, and he said, listen, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. So he's doing the things necessary to get him where he needs to get. So Bryant is a person who has gone from, you know, a beginner in what he's doing to where he went to become a senior director. Now, that's a pretty lofty goal. Now, mind you, Bryant is in the network marketing, but director, but he's got that attitude, he's got that mindset, he's got that drive to where from senior director in a very short time, now he's a regional director. Again, what has Bryant done that most of us are not doing? And mostly, notice I said most of us. Bryant has taken responsibility. Bryant has taken action. Bryant is doing what's necessary. Not saying he's doing it 100% of the time, all the time, but for the most part, Bryant is doing the things necessary to make it happen. What is one of the other things that Bryant's done? What Bryant's done is he's created a better life environment for himself. Now, we get a lot of people that get wrapped up in titles. They get wrapped up in their position. Okay, does Bryant have a position? Yes. Does Bryant have a title? Yes. But here's the thing. Bryant is also spending quality time not only with his wife, but also with his children. Now, how many of us fathers out there and how many of us mothers out there can say that we're actually giving quality time to the people that are supposed to be the most important thing in our lives? Not many. Most of us are so busy, again, running the rat race, that all we are is rats. And occasionally we're cats, but for the most part, we're rats. We're running the rat race. We're trying to get to a certain goal, and most of us don't even know what that goal is. So for people like Bryant, I applaud them. Why do I applaud them? Because they've taken their abilities to communicate, their abilities to network, their abilities to help people, their abilities to grow themselves and grow their businesses, and also while doing that are also growing their family. You know, I was talking to someone not too long ago, and I said, okay, you know, if you have a lofty title, what does that mean? And the guy that responded said, well, that means you're making a lot of money. So I said to him, I said, you know, that's great, but I have a question for you. I said, ask any extremely wealthy person if they could do it all over again, what would they trade all their money for? I said, and most of them would tell you in a heartbeat, they would trade it for time. They trade it for one more second to tell their kid that they love them. They trade it all for one more opportunity to tell somebody that they love, that they love them. They trade it for that football game that they missed, that basketball game, that ballet game, that band meet, that whatever it was that was special to that person that they say they were doing all this hard work for. If they could do that over again, that they would. I said, that is a lot. That means a lot. That meant something to somebody else. Now, mind you, I'm not saying that you can make every football game, every basketball game. I'm not saying that you can always be there to see your child get off the bus, you know, or be there for every birthday. I'm not saying that work doesn't sometimes get in the way. However, work should be a tool to a means. It shouldn't be the. It shouldn't be everything. It shouldn't be your all-inclusive. It shouldn't be, you know, the thing that you get up for and the thing that you go to sleep for. And most of us work harder for someone else than we work for ourselves, which is also a very, very sad thing. You know, I talk to many people about opportunity. I talk to many people about taking a stand in their lives and making something of it, and most people just look at me like I'm crazy. Nothing happens on this planet or on this universe without action. The action that is either going to get you the fruits that you want, the success that you want, the things that you want, or the actions that are going to get you the things that somebody else says that you should have, somebody else says that you should want, somebody else has put in there and told you this is the next goal you want to reach. You had no idea that goal even existed because somebody else made up the course for you. You don't necessarily, ladies and gentlemen, have to run somebody else's course. Do you have to run a course regardless? Yes. However, think positively, think outside the box. And again, if your box is too small, get a bigger box. If that box doesn't suit you, get out of that box and get into another box. How about changing that box and making it a circle? How about widening your abilities to do the things that you need to do? It may not be that you're in the wrong box. It may be that you're not stretching that box. You're not creating the flexibility, you're not using the flexibility that you have to get where you need to be. You have to be positive, and you have to take positive, constructive actions to get you where you need to be. You know, as several people have told me before, are people going to tell you no? Yes. Are people going to disagree with you? Yes. Are people not always going to see it the way you see it? Yes. But however, that still is good. Why? Because those people can also keep you in line. And when I say keep you in line, I mean sometimes everything that we want to do isn't good for us. Sometimes we do need, you know, some limits. Sometimes we do need to slow our roll. You know, like I was talking with a gentleman not too long ago, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, dream as big as you can, but understand that you need to take the first step to get across the street. And if you are reluctant to take that first step, you're never going to get across the street. You're never going to reach your goal. You're never going to get where you need to get. And when you do step, know where you're stepping. You know, there's a saying that says, go on faith. Well, going on faith is fine, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there's still nothing that doesn't say that you can't take a look and see what's ahead of you before you step out there. There's no thing that says you have to step today, all right, or that you have to step right now. However, after you've looked at it, and when I say you've looked at it, I mean you've given it a reasonable amount of time, because we don't want to overanalyze something. Because if you overanalyze anything, you'll never do it. Why would you never do it? Because you're always going to have more questions. Once you have a reasonable amount of information, then you should be able to step forward. All right? There is no magic word, ladies and gentlemen. There is no lamp to rub. There is no magic pill, all right, that you can take. Ladies and gentlemen, one thing that you have to do is understand that the world is always changing, and it always will change. So, in order for things to change, what has to change? You have to change. You have to step out of your limited beliefs, step out of your limited box, and step forward and move on faith. All right? Again, I'm not saying don't take and do your due diligence. I'm not saying don't check your stuff. But what I'm saying is that as long as you keep making excuses to not move to the next level, you're never going to get anywhere. However, what is going to continue to happen is time is going to continue to tick. Time is going to continue to run. So whether you decide to use that time to your advantage or not is totally up to you. Whether you decide to take that step in the direction that you need to take it in is totally up to you. To whether you're going to receive the rewards from your actions is totally up to you. Because right now, you're a product of your actions. You're a product of the success that you experience. Guess what? You created that. The failure that you're experiencing or have experienced, you've created that. The middle in the road stuff, you've created that. You know, my mother-in-law, she has a tendency to say fair to middling. Well, guess what? Unless you decide that you're either going to accept better than fair to middling, or you're going to do the things to make it to where that isn't a word that you have to use anymore because you've taken action, guess what? Your life is going to stay fair to middling. You're going to stay with something to complain about. Now, I'm not talking about my mother-in-law right now, but you also need to understand that some people, they live to complain. If they didn't have somebody to complain with or complain at or blame for what's going wrong in their lives, they wouldn't have a life. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. You know, it was really interesting. I was talking to somebody, and they were telling me how they were doing something with their child, and an in-law stepped in and told them that they couldn't do that. And they kindly told that in-law, stop for a second. Is this your child? No. Have you ever raised this child? No. I'm not saying has this child been with you. Do you raise this child? No. Do you feed this child, clothe this child, see this child when they're sick, make sure that they have clothes, do all of these other things? And the answer was no, 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 no. Have I ever done anything to hurt this child or to put this child out there? Again, the answer was no. Then the person said to them, then how dare you try to dictate what I do and what I don't do with my child when I am the sole provider, I am the sole caregiver, and I am the person that not only brought them into this world, but has taken on the responsibility of taking care of this person. So they basically told this person, from this day forward, as long as you breathe, until my child is grown, and even after that, you better tread carefully. Don't you ever try to dictate to me how I run or deal with my child. Well, your life is the same way, ladies and gentlemen. Please understand again that for things to change, you have to change. You have to use the tools that have been given to you, and yes, you've been given tools, and you need to use those tools to help you get where you want to be. However, I know many of people that have a ton of tools, and if I was to tell them, listen, dude, how do you use your nail gun? They couldn't tell me. Why? Because they've never taken that tool out the box. They've never taken that tool off the shelf. I've got one guy that I know. He's not only got some great tools, he's got tools that he's never taken out of the box. He's never taken the plastic wrapping off of it, but he can show you that he's got a pneumatic drill. He can show you that he's got a nail gun. He can show you that he's got an auger. If you ask him, well, how do you use it, he couldn't tell you because he's never put gas in it. It's never been fired up. It's just something sitting in his corner that he occasionally dusts off, but it's not being used. And unfortunately, that's how most of us are. We're all in these little containers, and we've all got all of these skills and all of these talents, but we're not used. All right? We're not taking the things that we have and doing with them the things that need to be done. So, ladies and gentlemen, what do you want out of your life? What do you want from your life? How do you plan to grow, to develop? How do you plan to take the tools that you have and enhance them? You know, there's a motivational speaker, and he says every now and then you have to sharpen the saw. And I'm not going to go through the story because the story is too long, but basically, if you don't use a tool, that tool is going to become, what, probably rusty. All right. If you use the tool or you use it wrong, if you use a hammer to get a screw loose, what are you going to do? You're going to damage the screw. All right. If you use, you know, some other type of tool for the wrong thing, because there's a right tool for everything. Now, there are some tools that you can, you know, make work, but which is going to work better? If you use the right tool or if you use a jerry-rig tool? If you actually stay with the pattern, stay with the program, so to speak, and notice, I'm not saying anybody to step in the lines. But again, if you want things to go right in your life, you have to take action. And that action needs to be responsible. And it needs to be proactive. And it needs to be forward-thinking. And you need to step, again, outside of the lines. And another thing that I hear people constantly do is blaming the world for their inability to succeed. Guess what? Are people going to tell you no? Yes. Are people going to tell you yes? Yes. Forget about the no's and concentrate on the yeses. The other thing, follow up. You get somebody that tells you that they don't want to do something, again, that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't want to do it ever. It just means that they don't want to do it right now. Now, if you get somebody that's adamant about it, leave them alone. By all means, leave them alone. But like I tell people, when I present stuff to people, I present it to you, and then I ask you, you know, what do you think? What can you get from this? You know, those things are going to give me a gauge as to whether I should continue talking to you or whether I'm wasting your time or you're wasting my time. Also understand this. When you talk with a person, when you deal with a person, their time and your time are both equally expensive. I don't care if that person charges $200,000 an hour for you to talk to them. Their time and your time are equal. It's just that they realize that their time is worth $200,000, and you still think that your time is either worth nothing or it's worth $30 an hour or $10 an hour or $50 an hour. However, remember, if that person's time is worth $200,000, so is yours. You just need to find whatever your niche is so that somebody will be willing to pay you or reimburse you for your time at the same rate as that other person. But again, whose responsibility is that? That responsibility, again, falls on you. How do you find out what your rate is? By taking action, by creating the tools necessary to where when people talk to you and you say something like, well, it's $200,000 an hour to talk to me, their jaws don't drop and they go, okay. Again, but in order to find that out, you have to first find out what's your strengths. What is it that they're willing to pay? Do you provide it at that level of service? Are you truly that unique? This last question, yes, you truly are that unique. You just need to find what makes your uniqueness worth that amount of money for someone to pay. Again, ladies and gentlemen, life is a series of events, and most of those events are controlled by the individual that's listening to what I'm saying now. You control your success. You control your happiness. Understand that things will work for you. You have the tools, again, necessary to get whatever it is that you want out of life. The growth could improve and change your life for the better. Think to yourself and thank yourself for being here, one, and understand that your why is what's going to make certain things happen. Be thankful that you're here today, that you're here now, that you're given this opportunity. Be thankful that you have the ability to change. You just have to want to change badly enough and then repeatedly take those actions. And understand that, again, there's going to be times when you don't get what you're looking for. However, does that mean you don't deserve it? No. Does that mean that you can't do it? No. Does that mean that you're not capable? No. You're very capable. You can do it. But also, sometimes it takes trial and error. But you have to keep that open mind. Did you know that there are more moons in the universe that could possibly support life than there are planets? I didn't know that. That was a news flash for me. You know, again, there are some people that can't control their thoughts, and we call them psychopaths and serial killers and things like that. These are people who are missing some of the building blocks, missing some of the correct pieces to help them get where they need to get and to help them distinguish, in this particular case, right and wrong, good or evil. However, that's only about 3% per scientist of the population. What about the other 97%? What about you? You are probably part of that 97% that are in control of your faculties, that can change your life, that do have a choice and know right from wrong, good from bad, that don't want to hurt anybody, don't want to kill anybody, don't want to do malice or destroy another person's life. For those people that don't want to do that, well, let's just hope that we never run into them, and let's hope that either we can find them help or that they can find help for them before they hurt someone. But understand that you're probably not part of that group. There's support out there for everyone. There's opportunity out there for everyone. So, like my friend Brian, if you see a goal, go for it. Understand that there's going to be stumbling blocks, but continue to go for it. Make the corrections and the adjustments as you go through life, but go for it. Do the things that you need to do and continue to do them as you go for it. Continue to go for it and 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 go for it. As they say on the sneakers, just do it. You know, as Art would say, you know, you're going to be successful, that's fine, outstanding, just do it. Okay, you're going to succeed this time, okay, great, let's do it. Okay, you want better for your life, you're going to do better for your family, not a problem, that sounds great, let's do it. You know, you want a better world and you want to create a better environment for your family and those that you love, fine, then just get out there and do it. Because guess what? If you keep doing it and 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 doing it until the job is done, guess what? When the job is done, then you can say, I did it. I've completed that goal. I've reached that level. I've conquered that hill. I've climbed that mountain. I've reached this goal, and now I'm looking for the next one. Because guess what? Every time that you reach a goal, every time that you have a success in your life, you're going to find something really amazing. You're going to find that you could take it even higher than you thought you could. And each time you're going to find that you can take it another level and another level. Now, I'm not talking about doing things that are detrimental to your health and being lucky and getting away with them. I'm talking about taking the time, taking the poise, and taking the actions that are going to get you the results that you want, that aren't going to get you locked up or get you thrown into some prison someplace or hurt another person. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, as always, it is a pleasure and an honor to speak with you. And I want you to know that we are there and we're sharing this with you because we believe in what we're saying. And also, like I said to you before, what comes out of my mouth also goes back into my ears. Remember, the same thing applies to you. If you're constantly pushing negative out of your mouth, then negative is constantly coming back in your ears. If you're constantly associating with people that don't have a positive outlook, that don't have a positive aspect on life, that don't take positive action, then guess what? That's what you're going to circle yourself around. That's what you're going to see, and that's what you're going to start to believe. And remember, too, your destiny is under your control. It's not under anybody else's control. Now, if there's other people in your life that you've allowed to make you believe that they're in control, stop it. Make the correct decisions, do the correct things, and do the things that you need to do. And if you're not sure, find some positive people, again, that you respect, and ask them, do you think that this is going to help me or hurt me? Get a poll. You know, don't just see one doctor. If you see a doctor and he doesn't say what you like, see two or three more doctors, and then take the three doctors' opinions and then make your decision based on the facts, not based on what you want to hear, not based on what you'd like to hear, but based on what you need to hear so that you can take the proper action to do the things that you need to do so that you can get the results that you need to have. Again, we can go on with this again and again and again. To people like Bryant, to other people that have gone out there and conquered their fears and taken on the challenges and moved on with their lives, kudos to you. To the rest of us, let's take note from those examples and let's move forward to do the things that we need to do, because you can do it. It's not a question whether you can do it, it's just when. And when should be now. Today is now, people. Thank you very much for listening. And as always, I wish you the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. Please continue to share the show with any and everyone that you think can get something from it. And as always, I want to thank you all for listening and for allowing me to spend some time with you. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Take care.